Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, another round of Profile This, and we do have the drunk in charge in the house, Ryan Castle, with 10 song lyrics that people have messed up for years on Sit and Spin. Our question, what was crushed and how did it happen? 844-999-OLA.
You guys are talking about the cups, and this guy said he's playing what? Football in high school, had an aluminum cup. None of us can wrap our heads around that. Someone says, man, aluminum is much stronger than any plastic or polymer. Then I did a quick Google search, aluminum cup. Like, is it some dated thing? You can still buy one.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean.
I've never seen one.
I hadn't seen one. Well,
I've seen the plastic one with the little holes in it.
That every little kid mistakes for an oxygen mask. I think we've all had that moment. Like, put it down, Billy. But in this case, they cover them with a little bit of fabric. So it's not like you're looking at the shiny. It doesn't look like the Tin Man. But the cup inside of the insulation is actually aluminum. Hell if I knew.
Technology is definitely... Right?
See, that's what I'm saying. But it's there. Like, if you want an aluminum cup...
Look how much nicer they are now. Look at those.
Oh,
there's the Warrior Players Club.
Warrior Players. Wow.
Yeah, that's the Nut Hut Lacrosse Cup.
The Nut Hut.
I'm just telling you what it's called. Yeah.
The worst injury I ever had was I was a fat kid, so I had to buy a supporter bigger than probably the size I needed for the cup.
Right.
But they came together. So I got one that was just too big. So when I came home, I had these awful sores on the side, inside of my thighs.
Yeah, because it rubs you.
Right. But as a kid, I was like, first aid spray. This will help.
Oh, no.
That shouldn't go on anything like an open wound.
How long did it take you to figure out that you made a mistake?
Within seconds.
Really?
Screaming.
We do have one called the Nutty Buddy Athletic Cup that covers a lot of area there. Now,
is that for like a Nigerian? I mean, look at that.
I don't know, but you would never want to get the standard one. You know what I mean? Like, give me this. I know it's the standard, but I mean,
I want more protection.
Look, it's covering up a very important part of my body. I'm going to spend the extra money.
Always.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's amazing. People don't wear them for sports. I think I wore mine in football all the time, but hardly anybody else did.
Man, I would wear one here. I just feel like if you could protect that. I mean, look, you watch soccer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All they do, they put their hand in front of the junk. There's nothing subtle about it. They're like, I would rather take a soccer ball to the face than get hit in the junk.
Now, this is a few years.
I took one off the junk last spring on a clearance.
And how did you feel?
It was awful.
Right.
And then everybody's like, man, you could hear that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a cup.
I just really clicked on one of the best looking cups that they have, and it's Under Armour. It says Under Armour recalls athletic cups.
Oh no!
For men, teens, adults, youth sizes.
Yeah, 6 years
from
ago,
January 2006 to March 2009. They've received reports of these cups breaking. Injuries include cuts and bruising. I clicked on it because it looked like the nicest one in the lot.
And guess what?
See, that's what I would do. I'd pick that one. Like, mm-hmm. That looks futuristic. What was crushed and how did it happen? 844-999-OLA.
You going swimming? Put your jack on.
Hello, Earl. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Earl.
I heard him laugh.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hola. Oh, by the way, Earl, hang on 1 second. Quick update regarding the aluminum cup. It says 1/4 inch, 1/4 inch of aluminum takes 2,500 pounds per square inch to crush.
But if it's hit correctly,
then
it will crush anything that's behind it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would you wear aluminum down there?
I don't get a t-shirt.
I'm wearing the Nutty Buddy. Looks like the standard
dress
one here. Okay. Earl, what was crushed on you?
Just like the rest of the theme, my boys. 8 years old. Actually, I think 9. Riding my Stingray, I'm 60 years old. I had a Stingray with a banana seat and a highboy handlebars. Riding down the street, talking to a girl on the side of the road, and too stupid to look forward instead of looking at her. and I hit a parked car and hooked those boys on the gooseneck.
Oh.
And they got ripped.
So, in the long run, how did everything turn out?
It all worked out.
Okay.
But, you know, I was two houses away from where I lived. I ran home. By the time I got there, I was, you know, just bleeding everywhere. But yeah, everything worked out. It's just, you know.
You don't have to explain it. We get it, man.
I guess the subject of the call would be, like, pay attention to where you're going and not to what you're doing.
No, your mind takes you to a special place.
Yeah, but that's how you learn. Mm-hmm. We can tell you that a million times as parents, when it's like, then you smash your testicles.
You want the upside?
What's that?
The girl I was talking to ended up being my wife.
Are you kidding?
Years.
For 25 years? You guys were married for 25 years?
Yep.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We separated after we had two kids, and we're still together. We share an apartment and everything's fine. But
hang on. So you're separated, you still live together and everything's fine. Then what was the point of the separation? If you can still cohabitate together and get along, what's the issue?
Well, I went overseas. I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, no.
I went over there and there was just stuff that happens, like a lot of times it does happen. And
was she sleeping with someone else?
Huh?
Was she sleeping with someone else?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. I say hook up, you know.
Well, I'd say having sex, but everyone says sleeping with.
Well, it depends on putting your penis in your wife's vagina and hooking up. That's a hookup.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
at that point, we call it a hookup.
Lonely.
But, yeah, we share two kids, four grandchildren, and we're okay where we are right now. But
okay. Do you still fornicate?
All the time.
Okay, oh, cool.
So you're separated, you live together, you get along, you're having sex. That's perfect. I mean, that's, you know what, man?
I think technically you're not separated.
Exactly. I'm 60 years old and I'm still strong.
No, but here's the thing.
It's just, I was just saying, it's like, you know, that's where it started. It's like, just case in point.
So this whole
If you're riding a bike, pay attention to where you're going.
Your whole life has been dictated by you wrecking your bike, smashing your testicles at 10 years old.
That's right.
Okay.
Who knew? Like, you never know that moment.
That one day in your life. It's going to change your life forever.
Yeah, so you're separated, but you live together. You get along. You're having sex still.
Yeah.
So are they divorced or separate? Because if you're divorced, you're still divorced.
I think
if you're separated, but you're still cohabitating and having sex and get along and all, then like you said, Ted, you're not really
Legally speaking, I don't think they're separated.
Right. You can be legally divorced. It'd be better just to get to divorce. Right?
I think they are legally divorced.
Okay.
Well, he said they separated, but they still live together. So
Depends on the state, too.
That's what I mean, though. But if he's saying if it's a legal separation, but you still cohabitate, get along, and have sex,
so
I think the government says, okay, well, most people call that a relationship.
Yeah. It depends on the state, I think. So, like, certain states, I think it's your common law marriage after a certain period of time.
Sure.
So if you've lived together for X amount of time,
yeah, like
7 years.
7 years.
You're the
so what's the reverse of that? Like, we're separate. We're legally separated, but physically, we're a couple.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm like, I think maybe they want to have that status, but I don't think they do.
Right. Well, I'm single. Yeah. We just can't go back to my place because my ex is there. What was crushed and how did it happen? Right. We got to go to yours. 844-999-OLA.
And you need to leave.
Right.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I mean, I might as well just keep this theme going.
Oh, no.
I was 18, working construction, and at the time I was working for a high-rise company, and we had a 6-inch slab. We had to cut some concrete out. My job was to suck up the slurry and pick up the big chunks that he was cutting with the hydraulic chainsaw. We were cutting out maybe like 150-pound pieces, and then I was picking them up, setting them onto a ledge, just so happened to be waist high. And picked one up, set it right down on
your brain?
Right on my, what's that?
Where did you set it?
right on the tip. First reaction is, of course, pull away. So instantly, big blood blister.
Right on the old boy.
Yeah. Oddly, that's what I nicknamed my penis. Mm-hmm.
Blood blister?
Yeah, the blood blister.
Hey, you want to see the old blood blister, mama?
Don't mind that.
Don't know what you're doing later.
Oh, man. We have another woman who checked in with a nipple story. All right. Okay. So we had a woman who earlier, she delivered soda. Mm-hmm. She never got back to me. I did ask what kind of soda crushed her nipple, because we're guessing either grape or orange crush. Now we have one that says, hey, guys, I was moving one of those tables that extends, and somehow I got my nipple caught between the two slats. And when I stood up, bringing the table to my chest, because it was heavy, it crushed onto my nipple.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When those cafeteria tables will fold up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When there's two parts and you push them together.
Right. You push it together. Oh, my God.
I always think I'm going to lose a finger or just get a pinch taking down canopies.
Every time.
Right? Because you got to press that button in and then slide it down, but you got to be real quick about it.
But I think it's good to always think you're going to get your finger crushed because you exercise a little more caution.
Yeah.
Because you know the one time that you're like, man, I'll be fine. You're going to get your fingers crushed.
Yeah, I got this.
This comes our way from Chicago. This is a terrible story. 45-year-old man died after he was crushed in machinery at a Jefferson Park car wash overnight.
Oh, no.
Police say Adam Cerezo, an employee at the car wash at Lawrence, was taken to the medical center around 10 o'clock on Wednesday after suffering injuries caused by machinery. He was later pronounced dead. An autopsy determined that Cerezo died of multiple injuries caused by becoming entangled in the automated car wash.
Oh, no.
So he was in there.
Oh, no.
It was fired up.
You think someone's going through the car wash and like a finger dropped on the windshield?
Something got stuck. I think he went in to try to get it unjammed and then it just kept on going. And that was the end of that. That's why you need to wash your car at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do a better job. Scrub it down.
Hey, man, when I was a kid, if my dad would go throw one of those car washes, it was like the greatest thing in the world.
It's awesome.
Yeah, the car wash, it's fun for kids, terrifying for dogs.
Yeah, I would imagine.
First time ever.
Like, I remember being a kid and like our babysitter, and they had a little dog named Muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds sick now, but yeah, I mean, that dog hated it. We'd be like, let's check it through the car wash.
Oh, no.
First time I ever took my car to the car wash, ripped the antenna right off. I was so excited to go through an automated car wash. I don't know, those that kind of popped up through air like they extended. I don't know. It was like an old Volkswagen.
Tore your antenna off.
Tore the whole damn thing off. I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's just hanging there like a hose hanging off of it.
Do kids still like that stupid?
Now I can't listen to the radio.
Yes. Look, one thing about kids, they don't change, right? There's a lot more things for them to do with the internet, but the same dumb crap that entertained us, trust me, it still entertains them.
Oh, the car wash, huh?
Yep.
Positive drinking story on the way. 10 songs with song lyrics that people have messed up for years with a drunken charge. Ryan Castle and Sid Spin, and we've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Castle on the way, the drunk in charge will sit and spin with 10 songs with song lyrics that people have messed up for years. First time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our question, what was crushed? How did it happen? Here are some. Did the dumbass thing of trying to park the boat like a normal person but lost the stern, went to push off the dock, and it got pinched in between. Tip of my thumb broke off inside. The skin then broke in half. And that chunk went out of the side of my thumb. First hospital didn't have enough staff, so they pushed the bone back in and sewed me up, which immediately got infected. Had to go to the ER back in my town as the stitches are about to blow out. Four pins later, my thumb is slowly healing. That from Steven.
That's horrible.
Guys, I had a buddy in the Corps in the early 80s. He was almost out of his tour. They scheduled him for a six-month assignment overseas, and he didn't want to go. So he figured he'd fracture a bone in his foot to get out of going. While stationed at El Toro Air Force Base, he stuck his leg in the hangar door and closed it. Well, it only bruised. So the next weekend, we got really S-faced, and two of us held his leg on the cement porch. Another guy slammed a cinder block on his ankle. Broke nearly every bone in his ankle. Needless to say, he didn't have to do any more detours overseas. That was nuts.
Jeez, man.
That from D.C. Once had my hand crushed between a pipe handrail on a ship and a 22-ton forklift. My ring finger was severed off in the incident. 6 months out of work, 3 surgeries later, it was, quote, fixed. 10 years later, it still looks like this. He enclosed a picture. There's no feeling, nor working properly. Guys, back in the early 90s, I was stripping down a 1966 Fairlane that a tree had fallen on. And being a Fairlane fanatic, I planned to use the parts for a convertible that I was building. So I'm on my side, under the car, on a gravel driveway, when the last nut holding the rear end up broke loose. The car's body immediately dropped and crushed me into the jagged rocks. Pinned with no neighbors around, I had to dig my shoulder into the gravel to turn onto my back, then inch my way out from under the beast, shredding the skin on my back and ass the entire time. Made it out without any serious injury, and after a good 40-minute struggle, needless to say, lesson learned, and I now own 4 sets of jack stands, which I use diligently, even if I'm just changing a wheel. As you can see, the parts made quite an impact on the ragtop that I built. Good-looking car, too, Steve, in A-Town. Any comments today?
Most of the good ones I've already read. A lot of these, believe it or not, about the song lyrics coming up.
Okay. We move on to some of these birthday requests, guys. Could you please wish our daughter, Rianne, a happy 20th birthday? Could you guys give her a little kid face sandwich and uh-oh, look out, and a big old bong rip? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich!
Uh-oh, look out.
Hello, Macholas. I need a big old bong rip followed by an uh-oh, look out, and an owl hitting the window for Keenan Merrick, who turns 21 years old today. Now, he can go buy his own weed. Love your family. Please send our youngest son, Jeremy, who's 25 today, a birthday shout out with a little turtle wax. Happy birthday, baby. Love dad and mom.
Uh-oh, look out.
Shut your mouth.
Hello, Macholas and Wavin. Can you please wish Brack from SeaTac a very happy birthday? Super great guy. Huge fan of the show. How about a, oh my God, what the F is that, bro? Followed by some of Thrill's shotgun gets. That would be great. Happy birthday. That from the Ginger Midget and the gang.
Oh my God, what the F is that, bro?
Get! Get! Guys, there's my husband Brian's 30th, avid listener of the show. Could you please give him a happy birthday with a Dirty Germans, maybe talking about fishing? Thanks, guys. That from Laura.
Yeah, as a big fan of anything that smells like fish, I think we will know what to do.
Yeah, seems like a lot. These people, once the Germans talking about fishing.
Yeah.
Says there's poles. We talked about the little worm. I guess it's the end of the day. Just don't get caught on my hook.
Yeah, I just think of big mouth bass.
Yeah, Billy.
Here's a strange one.
Billy.
This one comes from a Philly silly. He says, 36 today, since you probably won't get to play any 36 at Chambers, can Irish Ted ask New Orleans Thrill to help him look for his and find his lucky charms, while Philly Miles and Canadian Robin hold a polite but intense conversation in the background about dill pickles? Cheerio, that from a Philly silly.
Well, tell you what I think about dill pickles.
It's up for the morning.
First of all, they're much better than the
lucky charms.
Absolutely.
It's on the side of a deli sandwich.
It's always be a chicken right on your
hand. It's about the ground.
It's a prime, eh?
Guys, could you please wish my hunky husband, Will, a birthday? It's his 44th year on the planet, and he would like a couple of Thrills gets, maybe with a get off my lawn, and the Dirty Germans talking about backhoe work. Thanks, guys. That from Kathy.
Get! Get!
Yeah, all I can guess is that his wife, Kathy, is, in fact, the backhoe.
Yes, you know, so I like the backhoes, but also...
Get on your backhoe.
I also like to start with a front loader, if you know what I'm saying.
And then finish with the backhoe?
Yeah. This is the only way to properly weed this garden.
Yeah, and then we do the two-finger forklift.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra emails here, guys. Hola, amigos. My name is Izzy. About a year ago, I lived on my own my senior year of high school, and I lived with the worst people ever. They made me pay for and clean everything. I got sick of it and found new roommates and scrubbed the unwashed black toilet with their toothbrushes, threw kitty litter around the house on their cars, took food I bought and dumped it in the trash, took back all the things I bought, threw eggs on their car, and stole the money they had laying around. No regrets, hashtag. Thank you for your time.
Jennifer Mizzi.
How she got back at somebody. Guys, my first relationship lasted a grand total of 5 minutes. I was 14 years old, and one day early in the school year during lunch, a couple of girls approached me and said, "A friend so-and-so thinks you're cute. Would you like to go out with her?" Well, as it turned out, I thought so-and-so was pretty cute, too. So I said, "Sure." Well, they run off. They go tell so-and-so, and I saw the three of them talking for a couple minutes, after which the two friends come back and say, "Sorry, so-and-so really wants to go out with you-know-who instead." To make matters worse, you know who was a guy I knew in elementary school that I was pretty good friends with. But after we got to junior high, he started hanging out with another group of friends and acted like he didn't know him anymore. What a tool. It worked out for me, though. Don't miss any school years at all. Been happily married for nearly three and trying to start a family. In other words, having lots of sex with my beautiful wife. That was from Eddie, who apparently still has a grudge.
Right.
Being 14 years
old. I'm having
old.
Tons of sex.
I have a wife.
My wife.
I don't care what it is. I'm doing great. I promise. Just want you to know that. Even though you have different friends now.
I only cry once a month during sex. Exactly.
Still to come on Drinking Toast with a Shot of the Day, speaking of the return of a positive drinking story. But first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look at it. Johnny Charles, Ryan Castle in the house.
I think we all have these songs that you think you know the words to, and you're singing them out loud one day, and your friend looks at you and goes, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Aren't like, there
that's
still,
not how that song goes.
Aren't there still songs that you don't know the lyrics to?
Sure.
I mean, I want to say, honest to God, I'm a Pearl Jam fan. I don't know 50 to 60% of the lyrics of their songs.
I don't know most of it.
Oddly enough, neither does Ed Vedder.
Well, I bet he does.
But that's the brilliance. I don't think he does.
I think the
brilliance is when you play live, if you're Eddie Vedder, legitimately, you just have to remember the chorus. Because everyone's going to sing it because no one knows what he's saying. It doesn't matter if he remembers.
Right, you have to
he
know.
Drinks red wine. He can get hammered. Like, just say Jeremy spoke in class today.
Right, and you have to know the melody, right? And but I've read that, like, Yellow Ledbetter, he changes the words all the time just to F with people.
Sure. He does.
Because no one
does
knows.
Does he do Make Me Fries? Or,
that would be funny.
That would
or
be
Brown the Runway?
Yeah, exactly.
We got a couple of people.
Potato Way.
Make me
friends. In anticipation of Sit and Spin today, one guy says, "Man, I knew a girl in Vegas that was convinced that Master of Puppets, they were saying, obey your hamster."
Right.
We continue, and then one other person says, "Years ago, when I first heard Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap from AC/DC on the radio, between the fantastic reception of the stereo and the high-quality speakers I had at the time, I thought it was 30 Thieves and the Thunder Sheep."
30 Thieves and the Thunder Sheep.
And that was the point I was going to make. The misheard lyrics are always so ridiculous, but for some reason it never registers to you that it's that can't possibly be what they're
artistic
saying.
Artistic license.
And if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, there's a discussion going there on Sit and Spin. Some of the classics on there. Noel says there's a bathroom on the right. Bad Mood Rising. There's a bathroom on the right.
Sure. Hendrix, Purple Haze, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
a famous one.
Phil says, in Margaritaville, instead of looking for my lost shaker of salt, I sang looking for my lost favorite song for decades.
That's actually a better lyric.
That does make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
One of my friends thought that Eddie Money's song, Two Tickets, said, "Great is the Lord, not waiting so long." I laughed for a half an hour.
Great is the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about Elton John's Tiny Dancer?
Of course, Tony Danza.
Everybody always says Tony Danza, which is stupid.
I think that's just a fantasy.
You know that Bernie Taupin likes Tony Danza, not Elton right. John.
Right. Andrew says, "I used to say black bottom girls, not fat bottom girls." That was 7 years ago, but I'm
probably equates about the same in the end.
I'm 29. Blinded by the Light, Cameron. That's a classic.
Everybody.
Everybody has said that.
Still don't know what he says.
Wrapped
he says,
up like a deuce.
No, revved up.
Revved
like
up like a deuce.
Like a deuce coupe.
Not wrapped up.
So
like
revved
a
up. Like a
right.
car.
But everyone here is wrapped up like a deuce.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I think when Springsteen does the song now, he just sings that lyric.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
That's
says,
what everyone's singing back to him.
Rick says, "Charlene, don't like it. Rock the Casbah."
Yeah.
Instead of Sharif, don't like it. And Shane says, "I can never unhear Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep."
Oh, God.
Nice.
That's a good
Dirty
one.
Deeds Done Dirt Cheap from AC/DC. And this actually comes our way from BuzzFeed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is a bunch of people on Twitter who are making their confessions about songs that they've messed up for years.
So these are 10 songs with song lyrics that people have messed up for years on Sit and Spin. 10.
Number 10.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
So, of course, this is Peggy Lee's Fever.
Fever.
Jessica on Twitter says she thought the lyrics were, you give me beavers when you kiss me, beavers when you hold me tight.
What?
Beavers.
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 Was that in the 12 Days of Christmas? My true love gave to me. Four dancing beavers.
Beaver.
All right.
He gives me beavers when he kisses me.
But again, like it never occurred to you, like maybe it's not beavers.
Right.
Or maybe you were like, maybe it is beavers.
Beaver Las Vegas.
These are 10 songs and song lyrics that people have messed up for years on Sit and Spin.
Nine, number nine.
So this comes from some guy at Ryan DIC who says, Irene Cara's flashback, he used to think they said, take your pants off and make it handsome.
Take your pants off. Play that again for a minute. I want to hear it. Take your pants off and make it happen. Yeah. Make it handsome. Yeah. Make handsome. It happen.
Make it happen.
Take your passion and make it happen.
Yeah. Honestly, take your pants off.
I figured that out like a year ago. But you know what? That makes a lot more sense.
10 songs of song lyrics that people have messed up for years. That was a special one.
Eight. Number eight.
I hear this one.
Yeah. So this is Leanne Roberts on Twitter says the first time she heard this, she was in a KFC, and she thought for sure Faith Hill was singing biscuits, biscuits.
But
biscuits.
Listen to it again. It sounds like biscuits. It really does. It sounds like biscuits.
It's subliminal.
Biscuits.
Now that's all I'm going to hear.
I like it more.
I like a biscuit.
I like the idea of Faith No More.
Faith No More Hill.
Faith Hill sitting down to some biscuits.
I should use that for a commercial for like, you know, Carl's Jr. Arnie's. Biscuits. What? Yeah. 10 songs with song lyrics people have messed up for years on that.
Number 7.
Feed me beef from the tambourine.
Close. It is a food. Feel the beat from the tangerine.
Feel the beat from the tangerine.
Yeah. I was hearing feed me beef from the tambourine. Either close. Way.
It's feel the beat from the tangerine. It's feel the beat from the tambourine.
Tambourine, not tangerine. Exactly. Jesus.
Somehow someone did not piece that together.
These are 10 songs and song lyrics that people have messed up for years on Sit and Spin.
Six, number six.
Of course, this is one of the greatest songs of all time, TLC's Waterfalls.
This is one of your favorites, isn't it?
Yeah. Rad Brown Dads on Twitter thought the song was Go Go Jason Waterfalls.
Go Go Jason Waterfalls?
Go Go Jason Waterfalls. Right. What does that even mean?
So it's like Go Go Inspector Gadget, right. But it's a guy named Jason Waterfalls.
Jason Waterfalls.
Go Jason Waterfalls.
Pretty cool name.
Go.
Jason Waterfalls.
He played high school football, Jason Waterfalls.
Jason Waterfalls, yeah. One of the best.
10 songs with the song lyrics people have messed up for years on Sit and Spin.
Five, number five.
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Condom style, because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Open Gangnam Style. Sorta.
Open Condom Style.
The Rev Steve from Twitter said that my mom heard the song Gangnam Style and said, when does this guy keep saying open condom style?
It sounds like open condom style.
Open condom smile. Hit
that again,
Ray.
Open condom smile?
Yeah.
Open condom smile.
This guy keeps saying open condom style. My mom thought it was open condom smile.
What's his name? Sai?
Sai.
Yeah.
Jen.
Open condom smile.
10 songs, 10 song lyrics that people have messed up for years today on Sit and Spin.
Four, number four.
Lori on Twitter, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. When Marvin Gaye sings, I can't wait for you to operate. Right. And I think we all know what he's talking about. Lori thought he said, I can't wait for you to ovulate.
I can't wait for you to ovulate.
Nothing sexier than that. Good If you ovulate.
Anytime you can bring out medical terms in the bedroom.
I'm going to take you to Red Lobster if you ovulating, girl.
You're on the ovulation station. There's Marvin Gaye.
What tune are we on there? Number four?
That was four. This
number
is three.
Number three. These are 10 songs with song lyrics that people have messed up for years on since then.
Number three.
So Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. Amanda, we all know that the lyric is, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Sure.
Amanda thought it was part of every day.
So
I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day.
Yeah. She's not excessive.
No.
And as Kiss gets older.
Amanda is a responsible, reasonable person that knows that you need a nap.
Well, also, Kiss is what, in her upper 60s now? Yeah. I think they could change that lyric.
They want to rock and roll all night.
Part of every day.
Yeah, I still have a job. I'm still going to pay my bills.
Like maybe I'll get started around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's like the most anticlimactic rock and roll song ever.
Rock and roll all night.
And I'm going to get a
part of the day.
I'm going to have a sensible breakfast.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe get an afternoon rim.
Do my crosswords?
Let's hydrate.
10 now songs with song lyrics that people have messed up for years on Sixth Fifth.
Number two.
What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second hand?
I'm sorry, Deborah, on Twitter. I don't know how you got here with Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? But Deborah thought the lyric was, what's love? Dr. Doolittle.
What's love, Dr. Do? Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Do.
What's love, Dr. Do? Dr. Do.
And again, at no point do you go, well, that doesn't make any damn sense.
Why does Tina Turner love Dr. Doolittle?
And is Dr. Doolittle getting a Tina Turner check?
10 songs with song lyrics that people have messed up for years on Sin Spin. We made it to number one.
Number one.
Of course, Toto are geniuses and have never written a bad song. And the lyrics to this song are genius as well. But Curtis on Twitter thought the lyric was, instead of, I bless the rains down in Africa, he thought it was, I guess it rains down in Africa.
I don't know. I've never been.
I guess it rains down
Toto
in Africa.
Toto has never been to Africa either,
perhaps,
self-admitted. They
did
it in an interview. We've never been there.
I guess it rains down in Africa.
Maybe it does. Monsoon season. Thank you, Ryan Castle. Where we go with Sin Spin. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And the return of a positive drinking story is on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Another round of a profile that's coming up. And yes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first.
And now, the Men's Room presents another positive drinking story.
Oh, time once again for another positive drinking story. Large-scale research suggests that drinking alcohol in older age may lower mortality risk. However, the scientists are cautious about potential biases in their own research. They say they need to do a little bit more research, but here you go. Some studies have suggested moderate alcohol consumption extends life and protects the heart, while others have negated these benefits, arguing that the former studies are flawed and there's no such thing as safe alcohol in any way, shape, or form. But moderate drinking, they say, 2 to 7 glasses of wine per week may also keep depression at bay, according to some research, although the same study showed that heavy drinking will increase your depression. So you just got to keep it in moderation. Now, for older people, when it comes to the cardiovascular benefits of alcohol, results are mixed. Some suggest a moderate consumption of wine and beer, but not spirits, protects against cardiovascular disease. So just don't drink your whiskey or your vodka. While other results point to protective benefits of drinking vodka as well as wine instead. However, as far as what they said, as far as the older people in there, new results of the study say that basically one of the largest and most rigorous studies ever about the alcohol consumption and death risk. A new report presents the findings after 16 years. They say basically, if you're older, there's a chance that it will benefit you.
Okay.
And it's not all that bad. So that's a good thing here. A couple of quick notes as well. As far as some new products that have hit the market, Pabst Blue Ribbon has just launched an alcoholic drink that is made with coffee. It's called Pabst Blue Ribbon Hard Coffee. A can of, quote, vanilla-infused premium iced coffee with a 5% alcohol by volume kick. They say the coffee is, quote, among the first of its kind in the industry.
Well, so is Pabst Blue Ribbon. I hope it's better.
So testing is already away in Pennsylvania, Maine, New Jersey, Florida, and Georgia. But yet you can get a iced coffee with a 5% alcohol by volume.
Just what you need. You
get a little kick there.
And isn't that Four Loko?
Yep, but call it alcoholic coffee, see?
But I think that the fact that it was an energy drink was the stigma on that. And now that they're saying it's iced coffee with alcohol, somehow they're trying to get around that. And they have in a few states.
Well, look, man, it's the difference between heroin and oxys.
It really is.
We'll change this one ingredient, now we're cool, right?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty well it. And one more for you here. Speaking of catching a buzz, with all the marijuana edibles you can legally buy in some states now, a lot of rookies are getting way too high. Especially in the state of Colorado. So this new invention actually sounds like it could prevent a lot of freakouts and ER trips. A scientist named Steve Goldner, who invented liquid methadone in the 70s.
Wow.
This is the guy that invented liquid methadone, just invented a new product. It's called Parachute. And it's a pill made out of pure CBD that immediately sobers you up if you get too high. You put one under your tongue, it dissolves, and within 5 minutes, you're going to feel completely sober again.
Huh.
That's right. For now, the pills are just available in Michigan, but they should expand to other states where marijuana is legal or will
so
be
so he's not saying there. You will be sober, but you will feel sober.
Well, according to being able to get into a car and drive, you probably are still going to have THC in your
this
system.
This is what I'm saying.
Right. So, I mean, if you're legally doing that, I mean, you're still illegal to that extent. But if you need to sober up and you're at a party,
sure,
and you've taken too much, that's a pretty good opportunity there to get rid of that buzz. All right, there you go. The positive drinking story. Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Seema Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 48-year-old Jimmy Dufresnay of Austin, Belgium. Now, Jimmy convinced the owners of Phillips Place Bar to place a toilet in the middle of the floor. Now, it wasn't connected to any plumbing. It was just the commode. Now, that way, Jimmy could publicly attempt to break the Guinness World Record for longest amount of time sitting on the toilet. I'm being dead serious. Now, Jimmy's goal was to sit on the toilet for 165 hours. Sadly, his valiant attempt ended at the 116-hour mark. Missed his goal by 49 hours. But on the bright side...
Was that a world record that he was going for?
Here's the bright side, Miles. He still earned a world record for longest amount of time sitting on a toilet, because up until his attempt, there was no record for longest amount of time sitting on a toilet.
All right.
As a result of that, Guinness is doing their work, but it looks like he will, in fact, be rewarded with that that world record. The only reason he did it, he'd heard that a guy had sat on a toilet for 100 hours, just heard that. Not confirmed, he decided he wanted to beat it. But anyway, he is now the proud owner of longest amount of time sitting on a toilet.
And the toilet, since it wasn't functioning, he was allowed to get up and go use the bathroom.
Yeah, oddly enough, he got 5 minutes an hour.
To go use the bathroom when he's on a toilet all hour.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because I think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.